The Planets. By Deva Sobel. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Planets by Deva Sobel is a book that explores the history and science of our solar system. It begins with an overview of the planets, their characteristics, and how they interact with each other. The author then delves into the history of astronomy from ancient times to modern day, discussing key figures such as Galileo Galilei and Johannes Kepler, who made significant contributions to our understanding of the universe. She also examines current theories about planetary formation and evolution, including those related to exoplanets outside our own solar system. Sobel goes on to discuss some of the most recent discoveries in space exploration, such as evidence for water on Mars or Pluto's status as a dwarf planet. She also looks at how humans have interacted with these celestial bodies over time, from early attempts at mapping them through telescopes to more recent missions like Voyager 1 and 2, which sent back stunning images from beyond our solar system. Finally, she considers what lies ahead for humanity in terms of further exploration and potential colonization. The Planets is an engaging read that combines scientific facts with historical anecdotes in order to provide readers with a comprehensive look at our cosmic neighborhood. Through her writing style, Sobel manages to make complex topics accessible while still providing enough detail for those interested in learning more about this fascinating subject matter. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Planets is a book about the history of the solar system and its planets. It explores the scientific discoveries made about the planets, as well as the myths and stories that have been told about them throughout history. It also looks at the ways in which the planets have been studied and observed over time. Main idea number 2. The book begins with a discussion of the formation of the solar system and the planets within it. It then looks at the individual planets, their characteristics, and the ways in which they have been studied and observed. Main idea number 3. The book also looks at the ways in which the planets have been used in mythology and literature, as well as the ways in which they have been used in astrology and other forms of divination. Main idea number 4. The book examines the ways in which the planets have been studied and observed over time, including the use of telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments. Main idea number 5. The book looks at the ways in which the planets have been used in mythology and literature, as well as the ways in which they have been used in astrology and other forms of divination. Main idea number 6. The book discusses the various theories about the formation of the solar system and the planets within it, including the nebular hypothesis and the planetesimal hypothesis. Main idea number 7. The book looks at the ways in which the planets have been studied and observed over time, including the use of telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments. Main idea number 8. The book examines the ways in which the planets have been used in mythology and literature, as well as the ways in which they have been used in astrology and other forms of divination. Main idea number 9. The book discusses the various theories about the formation of the solar system and the planets within it, including the nebular hypothesis and the planetesimal hypothesis. Main idea number 10. The book looks at the ways in which the planets have been studied and observed over time, including the use of telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments. Main idea number 11. The book examines the ways in which the planets have been used in mythology and literature, as well as the ways in which they have been used in astrology and other forms of divination. Main idea number 12. The book looks at the ways in which the planets have been studied and observed over time, including the use of telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments. Main idea number 13. The book discusses the various theories about the formation of the solar system and the planets within it, including the nebular hypothesis and the planetesimal hypothesis. Main idea number 14. The book examines the ways in which the planets have been used in mythology and literature, as well as the ways in which they have been used in astrology and other forms of divination. Main idea number 15. The book looks at the ways in which the planets have been studied and observed over time, including the use of telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments. Main idea number 16. The book discusses the various theories about the formation of the solar system and the planets within it, including the nebular hypothesis and the planetesimal hypothesis. Main idea number 17. The book examines the ways in which the planets have been used in mythology and literature, as well as the ways in which they have been used in astrology and other forms of divination. Main idea number 18. The book looks at the ways in which the planets have been studied and observed over time, including the use of telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments. Main idea number 19. The book discusses the various theories about the formation of the solar system and the planets within it, including the nebular hypothesis and the planetesimal hypothesis. Main idea number 20. The book examines the ways in which the planets have been used in mythology and literature, as well as the ways in which they have been used in astrology and other forms of divination. It also looks at the ways in which the planets have been studied and observed over time, and the various theories about the formation of the solar system and the planets within it. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Planets by Deva Sobel is a book about the history of the solar system and its planets. It delves into the scientific discoveries made about each planet, as well as exploring the myths and stories that have been told throughout history. The book also looks at how these planets have been studied and observed over time, from ancient times to modern day. The Planets examines how our understanding of space has changed over time, from early theories such as Ptolemy's geocentric model to Copernicus' heliocentric model. It also explores more recent developments in astronomy such as Kepler's laws of planetary motion and Newton's law of universal gravitation. In addition to discussing scientific discoveries, the Planets also looks at some of the cultural aspects associated with each planet. For example, it discusses how different cultures around the world view certain planets differently or associate them with particular gods or goddesses. Overall, the Planets provides an interesting look into both science and culture related to our solar system. By examining both historical accounts and current research on each planet, readers can gain a better understanding of our place in space. Main idea number 2. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel begins with a discussion of the formation of the solar system and the planets within it. It examines how our understanding of these celestial bodies has evolved over time, from ancient observations to modern scientific theories. It then looks at each planet in detail, exploring their physical characteristics, composition, atmosphere, and history. The book also covers topics such as planetary exploration missions and space travel. Sobel delves into the unique features that make up each planet: Jupiter's great red spot, Saturn's rings, Venus' thick clouds, Mars' polar ice caps, Earth's oceans and continents, Neptune's mysterious dark spots, Uranus' tilted axis. She explains how scientists have studied these phenomena using telescopes on Earth or spacecraft sent out to explore them more closely. Finally, she discusses humanity's relationship with space exploration, how we have used technology to learn more about our universe and what lies beyond it. Through her engaging writing style and vivid descriptions of our cosmic neighbors, Sobel brings readers closer to understanding the mysteries of outer space. Main idea number 3. The Planets by Deva Sobel is an exploration of the planets in our solar system. It looks at their physical characteristics, such as size and composition, as well as their movements through space. The book also delves into the ways in which these celestial bodies have been used throughout history. It examines how they have been viewed and interpreted by different cultures, from ancient civilizations to modern times. The book also looks at the ways in which the planets have been used in mythology and literature, providing insight into how people across time have seen them as symbols of power or omens of fate. Additionally, it explores how they have been employed for astrological purposes, from predicting weather patterns to forecasting events on Earth, as well as other forms of divination. Main idea number 4. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel examines the ways in which the planets have been studied and observed over time. It looks at how telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments have been used to observe these celestial bodies. From Galileo's first telescope observations of Jupiter's moons to modern-day probes that explore distant worlds, this book provides an overview of our understanding of the solar system. Sobel also delves into the history behind each planet, from their discovery to their exploration. She discusses how astronomers have used mathematics and physics to understand more about them, as well as how they've inspired literature and art throughout human history. Additionally, she explores current theories on planetary formation and evolution. This book is a comprehensive look at our knowledge of the planets in our solar system. It offers readers insight into both past discoveries and current research related to these fascinating objects in space. Main idea number 5. The Planets by Deva Sobel is an exploration of the ways in which planets have been used throughout history. It looks at how they have been featured in mythology and literature, as well as their use in astrology and other forms of divination. The book examines the various interpretations that different cultures have had about the planets, from ancient times to modern day. It also explores how these interpretations can be seen to influence our understanding of ourselves and our place in the universe. Sobel delves into a variety of topics related to planetary science, including astronomy, geology, physics, chemistry, and mathematics. She discusses how each planet has its own unique characteristics that make it distinct from all others. She also explains why certain aspects of each planet are important for us to understand when studying them or using them for divination purposes. In addition to discussing scientific facts about the planets themselves, Sobel also looks at their cultural significance throughout history. She examines how different societies viewed them differently over time and what this meant for those who believed in astrology or other forms of divination based on planetary movements. The Planets by Deva Sobel is an interesting look into both scientific knowledge about our solar system's celestial bodies as well as its cultural importance throughout human history. By examining both sides together, she provides readers with a comprehensive view on why we should care about these distant objects orbiting around us. Main idea number 6. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel discusses the various theories about the formation of the solar system and its planets. One such theory is the nebular hypothesis, which suggests that a large cloud of gas and dust collapsed under its own gravity to form a rotating disc-shaped structure. This disc then fragmented into smaller pieces, eventually forming our sun and planets. Another popular theory is the planetesimal hypothesis, which proposes that small particles called planetesimals collided with each other in space until they formed larger bodies like asteroids or comets. These objects then combined together to form larger planetary bodies like Earth or Mars. Sobel's book also examines how these two theories have been used to explain certain features of our solar system, such as why some planets are closer to the Sun than others or why some have more moons than others. It also looks at how new discoveries in astronomy may help us better understand how our solar system was formed. Main idea number 7. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel examines the ways in which our understanding of the planets has evolved over time. It looks at how astronomers have used telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments to observe and study them. It also explores how new discoveries have changed our view of these celestial bodies, from their composition to their movements through space. Sobel delves into the history of planetary exploration, beginning with Galileo's observations in 1610 and continuing up to modern times. She discusses various theories about the planet's origins and evolution as well as current research on topics such as climate change on Mars or Saturn's rings. In addition, she provides an overview of each planet's characteristics, from its size and mass to its atmosphere, and explains why some are more hospitable than others for potential life forms. The Planets is a comprehensive look at our solar system that will appeal both to those who are already familiar with astronomy and those just starting out in this field. With vivid descriptions and engaging anecdotes, it offers readers a fascinating glimpse into one of humanity's oldest pursuits, exploring what lies beyond Earth. Main idea number 8. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel examines the ways in which the planets have been used throughout history. It looks at how they have been featured in mythology and literature, as well as their use in astrology and other forms of divination. Through this exploration, it reveals how these celestial bodies have shaped our understanding of the universe and our place within it. Sobel delves into ancient texts to uncover stories about each planet, from Greek myths to medieval bestiaries. She also explores more modern interpretations of planetary symbolism, such as those found in science fiction novels or films. Additionally, she examines how different cultures around the world view the planets differently, from Native American star lore to Chinese astrological traditions. Ultimately, The Planets provides an insightful look into humanity's relationship with these distant worlds that are so often taken for granted. By examining both scientific facts and cultural beliefs surrounding them, Sobel offers a unique perspective on our cosmic neighbors. Main idea number 9. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel discusses the various theories about the formation of the solar system and its planets. One such theory is the nebular hypothesis, which suggests that a large cloud of gas and dust collapsed under its own gravity to form a rotating disc-shaped structure. This disc then fragmented into smaller pieces, eventually forming our sun and planets. Another popular theory is the planetesimal hypothesis, which proposes that small particles called planetesimals collided with each other in space until they formed larger bodies like asteroids or comets. These objects then combined together to form larger planetary bodies like Earth or Mars. Sobel's book also examines how these two theories have been used to explain certain features of our solar system, such as why some planets are closer to the sun than others or why some have more moons than others. It also looks at how new discoveries in astronomy may help us better understand how our solar system was formed. Main idea number 10. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel looks at the ways in which the planets have been studied and observed over time. It examines how telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments have been used to observe our solar system's planets. From Galileo's first observations of Jupiter to modern-day probes sent to explore distant worlds, this book provides an overview of humanity's efforts to understand these mysterious celestial bodies. Sobel also delves into the history behind each planet, exploring their unique characteristics and features. She discusses how astronomers have come up with theories about what lies beneath their surfaces as well as what might be found on them. Additionally, she covers topics such as planetary formation and evolution, climate change on different planets, and more. This book is a great resource for anyone interested in learning more about our solar system or astronomy in general. With its comprehensive coverage of both historical facts and current research findings, it offers readers an engaging look at one of the most fascinating areas of science. Main idea number 11. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel examines the ways in which the planets have been used throughout history. It looks at how they have been featured in mythology and literature, as well as their use in astrology and other forms of divination. Through this exploration, it reveals how these celestial bodies have shaped our understanding of the universe and our place within it. Sobel delves into ancient texts to uncover stories about each planet, from Greek myths to medieval bestiaries. She also explores more modern interpretations of planetary symbolism, such as those found in science fiction novels or films. Additionally, she examines how different cultures around the world view the planets differently, from Native American star lore to Chinese astrological traditions. Ultimately, The Planets provides an insightful look into humanity's relationship with these distant worlds that are so often taken for granted. By examining both scientific facts and cultural beliefs surrounding them, Sobel offers a unique perspective on our cosmic neighbors. Main idea number 12. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel looks at the ways in which the planets have been studied and observed over time. It examines how telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments have been used to observe our solar system's planets. From Galileo's first observations of Jupiter to modern-day probes sent to explore distant worlds, this book provides an overview of humanity's efforts to understand these mysterious celestial bodies. Sobel also delves into the history behind each planet, exploring their unique characteristics and features. She discusses how astronomers have come up with theories about what lies beneath their surfaces as well as what might be found on them. Additionally, she covers topics such as planetary formation and evolution, climate change on different planets, and more. This book is a great resource for anyone interested in learning more about our solar system or astronomy in general. With its comprehensive coverage of both historical facts and current research findings, it offers readers an engaging look at one of the most fascinating areas of science. Main idea number 13. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel discusses the various theories about the formation of the solar system and its planets. One such theory is the nebular hypothesis, which suggests that a large cloud of gas and dust collapsed under its own gravity to form a rotating disc-shaped structure. This disc then fragmented into smaller pieces, eventually forming our sun and planets. Another popular theory is the planetesimal hypothesis, which proposes that small particles called planetesimals collided with each other in space until they formed larger bodies like asteroids or comets. These objects then combined together to form larger planetary bodies like Earth or Mars. Sobel's book also examines how these two theories have been used to explain certain features of our solar system, such as why some planets are closer to the sun than others or why some have more moons than others. It also looks at how new discoveries in astronomy may help us better understand how our solar system was formed. Main idea number 14. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel examines the ways in which the planets have been used throughout history. It looks at how they have been featured in mythology and literature, as well as their use in astrology and other forms of divination. Through this exploration, it reveals how these celestial bodies have shaped our understanding of the universe and our place within it. Sobel delves into ancient texts to uncover stories about each planet, from Greek myths to medieval bestiaries. She also explores more modern interpretations of planetary symbolism, such as those found in science fiction novels or films. Additionally, she examines how different cultures around the world view the planets differently, from Native American star lore to Chinese astrological traditions. Ultimately, The Planets provides an insightful look into humanity's relationship with these distant worlds that are so often taken for granted. By examining both scientific facts and cultural beliefs surrounding them, Sobel offers a unique perspective on our cosmic neighbors. Main idea number 15. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel examines the ways in which our understanding of the planets has evolved over time. It looks at how astronomers have used telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments to observe and study them. It also explores how new discoveries have changed our view of these celestial bodies, from their composition to their movements through space. Sobel delves into the history of planetary exploration, beginning with Galileo's observations in 1610 and continuing up to modern times. She discusses various theories about the planet's origins and evolution as well as current research on topics such as climate change on Mars or Saturn's rings. In addition, she provides an overview of each planet's characteristics, from its size and mass to its atmosphere, and explains why some are more hospitable than others for potential life forms. The Planets is a comprehensive look at our solar system that will appeal both to those who are already familiar with astronomy and those just starting out in this field. With vivid descriptions and engaging anecdotes, it offers readers a fascinating glimpse into one of humanity's oldest pursuits, exploring what lies beyond Earth. Main idea number 16. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel discusses the various theories about the formation of the solar system and its planets. One such theory is the nebular hypothesis, which suggests that a large cloud of gas and dust collapsed under its own gravity to form a rotating disc-shaped structure. This disc then fragmented into smaller pieces, eventually forming our sun and planets. Another popular theory is the planetesimal hypothesis, which proposes that small particles called planetesimals collided with each other over time to form larger bodies like asteroids and comets. These objects then combined together to create our planets as we know them today. Sobel's book also examines how these two theories have been used in conjunction with one another to explain certain aspects of planetary formation. For example, it looks at how both hypotheses can be used to explain why some planets are more massive than others or why some have different compositions from their neighbors. Main idea number 17. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel examines the ways in which the planets have been used throughout history. It looks at how they have been featured in mythology and literature, as well as their use in astrology and other forms of divination. Through this exploration, it reveals how these celestial bodies have shaped our understanding of the universe and our place within it. Sobel delves into ancient texts to uncover stories about each planet, from Greek myths to medieval bestiaries. She also explores more modern interpretations of planetary symbolism, such as those found in science fiction novels or films. Additionally, she examines how different cultures around the world view the planets differently, from Native American star lore to Chinese astrological traditions. Ultimately, The Planets provides an insightful look into humanity's relationship with these distant worlds that are so often taken for granted. By examining both scientific facts and cultural beliefs surrounding them, Sobel offers a unique perspective on our cosmic neighbors. Main idea number 18. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel examines the ways in which our understanding of the planets has evolved over time. It looks at how astronomers have used telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments to observe and study them. It also explores how new discoveries have changed our view of these celestial bodies, from their composition to their movements through space. Sobel delves into the history of planetary exploration, beginning with Galileo's observations in 1610 and continuing up to modern times. She discusses various theories about the planet's origins and evolution as well as current research on topics such as climate change on Mars or Saturn's rings. In addition, she provides an overview of each planet's characteristics, from its size and mass to its atmosphere, and explains why some are more hospitable than others for potential life forms. The Planets is a comprehensive look at our solar system that will appeal both to those who are already familiar with astronomy and those just starting out in this field. With vivid descriptions and engaging anecdotes, it offers readers a fascinating glimpse into one of humanity's oldest pursuits, exploring what lies beyond Earth. Main idea number 19. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel discusses the various theories about the formation of the solar system and its planets. One such theory is the nebular hypothesis, which suggests that a large cloud of gas and dust collapsed under its own gravity to form a rotating disc-shaped structure. This disc then fragmented into smaller pieces, eventually forming our sun and planets. Another popular theory is the planetesimal hypothesis, which proposes that small particles called planetesimals collided with each other in space until they formed larger bodies like asteroids or comets. These objects then combined together to form larger planetary bodies like Earth or Mars. Sobel's book also examines how these two theories have been used to explain certain features of our solar system, such as why some planets are closer to the sun than others or why some have more moons than others. It also looks at how new discoveries in astronomy may help us better understand how our solar system was formed. Main idea number 20. The book The Planets by Deva Sobel examines the ways in which the planets have been used throughout history. It looks at how they have been featured in mythology and literature, as well as their use in astrology and other forms of divination. Additionally, it explores how the planets have been studied and observed over time, including various theories about the formation of our solar system and its planets. The book delves into topics such as ancient beliefs about planetary motion, early astronomical observations made with primitive instruments, modern scientific discoveries regarding each planet's composition and characteristics, current space exploration missions to study them up close, and more. It also discusses how these celestial bodies are seen through different cultural lenses around the world. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.